The Trillium Syringe Exchange Program on Central Avenue feels like a college student's house. There's a small kitchen where you can grab a plate of pasta if you're hungry. The couches in the living room are worn in, and there's always coffee. It's bright inside, with Halloween decorations on the windows. And even though staff members keep mentioning how cold it is, it's much warmer than being outside in the rain. Syringe exchange programs often get a bad rap, since they give out free needles to active drug users and teach proper wound care and safe injection practices. Mary Jo Wieger is the manager of the program and says their approach is about garnering trust and meeting people where they are.
And that is what gets them to really think about, maybe these people can help me. Maybe when I am ready, maybe it'll be tonight, maybe it'll be tomorrow, maybe it'll be 2 years from now. But these are the people that I think I can have that conversation with.
The program is open Monday through Friday, 1 to 4 p.m., until 6:30 on Thursdays. When someone visits for the first time, a confidential and anonymous intake process begins. Where is this person at with their usage? How did they graduate to the point they're at now? At what age do they start using? What amount do they use now? After the intake, the staff sets that person up to be as healthy as possible when they leave the building, including as many new syringes as they need until their next visit. Julie Ritzler-Schelling is the Director of Community Health Initiatives at Trillium. She says they provide needles so people don't share and spread diseases like HIV and hepatitis C, but also so that active users don't reuse needles on themselves.
The first time that you use a new needle, it becomes incredibly dull. And so if you reuse that needle, even if it's on yourself, you're not spreading disease per se, but you are probably tearing up your skin, inflaming your veins, and that can lead to bacterial infection, abscesses, systemic sepsis, endocarditis, heart valve replacement, 6 week stay in the hospital.
Along with the supplies and resources, community outreach specialist at the program, Tom DeBlay, says this is a place to find community.
Using drugs, using hard drugs intravenously too, it's like a really lonely place. And the way our society is set up, like as soon as you find out someone's using needles, you just push them away. We have this tendency, like families, and I'm not judging in any way, but like when you find out like a family member's using drugs, what I think is the trend, or my opinion, is that like it's just too much, it's too complicated, we're gonna push that away, we can't deal with it.
Other staff members agree that this space is a place for active users to get food, watch TV, sit down and relax for a moment. DeBlay says many of their clients are homeless, and whatever they can do to help ease the chaos of that life is helpful.
People say to me, this is like the only place I can wear short sleeve shirts. This is the only place I'm comfortable being or having conversations that they're ashamed to have otherwise.
Shame is something else, Ritzler-Schelling says, that this program tries to combat daily.
We have people who come in through our doors who they feel ashamed of themselves because their lives have gotten to this point in time. And somebody who feels ashamed of themselves has no reason to seek treatment, has no reason to stop using substances because they feel worthless.
That's why the exchange program focuses on simply being there for clients for whatever they need, whether it's help finding a detox bed or just support. Walter says that's what worked for him.
I don't know if anybody's ever tried shooting dope with a nail, but that's what our used syringe feels like.
He says after being in and out of rehabs, this place has kept him clean the longest. He's homeless and says the program here gets him food, clothes, bus passes to make doctor's appointments.
Training is pretty good because, I don't know, for most people, like when I need someone to talk, they always lend an ear.
Walter will be 60 in December.
I may not have that much left to give, you know, to live, but the thing is, I want to make my life, the last few years, enjoyable, where I got the quality of life back again. And when you're doing dope, you don't have that. And if it was just one or two extra people, you know, were concerned about us addicts, maybe we wouldn't be in the boat that we're in.
Caitlin White, WXXI News.